I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. And despite the widespread impact of the pandemic, local residents continue to help others in need. The Quad Cities Community Foundation says donations to the Quad Cities Disaster Recovery Fund have now surpassed $1 million. And Vice President Ann Calder says the fund was activated just 6 weeks ago with lead gifts from the foundation, United Way, and the Regional Development Authority.
I think the will and determination of the Quad Cities community to respond and recover from this pandemic is remarkable, but not surprising because that's what the Quad Cities does.
The foundation has handed out two rounds of grants so far, totaling nearly $600,000, and a third round will be announced soon. Calder says among the most recent recipients are Milestones Area Agency on Aging, Youth Hope, and the Rock Island County Council on Addictions.
They have to expand their remote support for their treatment, because people can't come and meet in person. So grant funding is going to allow people to continue to be treated in situations that are safest for them and for the organization that's providing the service.
One of the most recent gifts is a $50,000 challenge from United Way Chairperson Linda Bowers. She'll match the next $50,000 in donations dollar for dollar. When the Disaster Recovery Fund was first activated in March, Bowers also made a $50,000 challenge gift. Gifts can be made by check to the Quad Cities Community Foundation, online to qccommunityfoundation.org, or by texting to UNITEQC, all in caps, to 41444. I'm Herb Trix.